Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and welcome back. The Woodstock Book Festival begins tonight, runs through Sunday. From the sold-out Story Slam to their closing panel memoir, Agogo, they have huge authors and something for every book lover in your life. Panels on wisdom, keepers, women's rights, post-Roe, rock and roll, how place to find story, dot, 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 love, heartbreak, all that stuff. Highlights include Moon Zappa, Griffin Dunn, and your favorite author. We welcome the head of this shindig, Martha Frankel, to the roundtable this morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to see you. Welcome,
and you?
welcome. And how are things going in the, it all gets underway. So how are things?
Good.
Good. All right.
It starts tonight, and I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you are.
You see me when I'm like frazzled.
No, you're not frazzled.
I had this bad flu, and then I had a cold, and I coughed a rib out in January.
Yep.
Have you ever done that?
I've never coughed out a rib, no.
Yeah, and it's taken all this time for everybody to pop it back in. So
okay.
I feel really good today. Look, so I'm in a good mood.
That's good. You have the rib back in, all good, and this is very exciting. So tell us about what has gone into the planning of this particular iteration of the Woodstock Book Fest.
It's been a long planning. I started talking to Jackie and James at the Golden Notebook, our indie bookstore in Woodstock, probably back in October. Last summer, I interviewed Moon Zappa, because you interviewed her the day before and told her I was something, a pip or something very funny.
You're a pip.
It was very funny.
And I said, you'll have fun. She's a pip.
Yes, you did. Yes. And anyway, I loved her. She was fantastic. And so she was the first one. I said, hey, we're doing the book fest in April. You want to come? She said, yes. So then I was like, okay, rock and roll. We got to do something with rock and roll. Then a man walked into my husband's store and he said, I wrote a book about Austin. And he sent me the book. It was really good. His name is Alex Hannaford. And I was like, he should come too. So, okay, we need something about place. And then I read Griffin Dunn's memoir, which is stupendous, and thought, wouldn't that be crazy? And we have a mutual friend. And I approached the friend and said, can you just, I'm not asking a favor, just send me Griffin's email if you can. And instead she wrote to him and said, you should do this. So that's sort of how it came about. Gail Straub, who always does our spirituality panel, wanted to do a panel with women about wisdom. I wanted to do a panel about post-Roe rights for women in America. Sari Botten and I are both doing memoir panels on Sunday. My friend Ann Hood is coming with her book about the Gilmore Girls. I think I've just told you the whole story.
Yeah, that's everything. All right. Thank you very much. Please tip your server and we'll sit down. No, it's all good. We are looking at a 4-day festival. There's an event tonight. There's an event tomorrow. And then on Saturday and Sunday is when all the
4 days of
the
rock
real
and roll
fun really just ekes in. And so as far as this event, in my thought, this event has really evolved over time.
Don't you think? I mean, you were there at the beginning. Yeah. You were there for some of the early things. There were, I don't have a big support crew, okay? It's me, Nan Tepper, who does the design of the book fest, and some volunteers, and that's about it. My husband schlepping. So, I'm going to tell you the truth. Until Monday, I was really nervous. I was like, what's going on? How's it going to pull together? And then yesterday, I sort of saw it as a cohesive whole, which means that everybody knows what they're doing. Holly Warren is running the rock and roll panel with Moon. Holly's a pro. Melissa Pearson is running a panel. Lisa Phillips, Gail Straub, Marianne Schnall, myself, Sari, Ann Hood. We know what we're doing. So I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm not micromanaging everything. I'm letting people do what they're good at because I'm a micromanager and you know it because try to micromanage you.
Yeah, good luck. So it's that spirited, and people, I think generally people know what they can expect if they've been to the festival before, because it's quality people doing really interesting work and talking about fascinating topics.
Yeah, and the topics are diverse this year, and I feel like people, you know, Sari's running a panel called On Permission, Dare to Tell. And for you writers out there, if you're writing memoir, the question of who owns your story is a question I hear every day with my students. Is my mother going to be mad? Can I tell this story? Is this story mine? And I feel like this panel is really going to answer that question. So if you, most of the panels are geared towards readers, even that panel. But I feel like if you're a writer, you would be remiss not to come to that Sunday morning panel, because I hear that question all the time. Is it okay? Am I going to get in trouble? Whose story is it? So
the grand finale is always Memoir Go-Go.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a memoirist and I love memoir. And so we do a memoir panel this year. I have three amazing, amazing writers. Jennifer Cabot has written a terrific memoir. Oliver Ratliff has written a memoir about transitioning, started out as a mom of four in Connecticut, is now their dad. And Sophie Strand. Have you had Sophie on the show for her new book? I'm pitching her.
Maybe.
Okay. She's fantastic. This is her third book. But this is a memoir about being ill and what that means and how incredibly uncomfortable people are with her disease. It's just wonderful. The book is incredible. And Sophie's sort of I just adore her. I met her when she was 14 and was blown away then. I'm blown away now. She's probably 30. So she's got a muscle disease and many immune compromises, and she wrote a stunning book about all that. So that's what we close with on Sunday afternoon.
I do have to say, you start off Sunday with fun with the Gilmore Girls.
Okay, you a Gilmore Girls fan?
I am a Gilmore Girls fan. I'm more an Anne Hood fan.
Yeah,
the book is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It's really fun.
Right?
Very, very fun.
So Anne edited a book of stories about the Gilmore Girls, because when she met her husband, Michael Ruhlman, who's a great writer as well, she had a teenage daughter who was not happy about the new man in the house, but his friend was on the Gilmore Girls, and Anne and Annabelle loved the Gilmore Girls, so that's sort of how he wormed his way into Annabelle's life, and they started thinking that there's a thing. I'm going to tell the truth. I never watched the Gilmore Girls till I got Anne's book. It just wasn't on my radar.
Yeah.
And now,
well,
you know,
it's
I'm
great.
A
you know, yes. it's a classic.
You know when it was on?
Classic. Yeah.
It was on in 2007.
That's right. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And many seasons, and there's a lot to catch up on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's a
and
very,
she's
very good
fantastic.
Show.
And the daughter, I just love them. So
Anne Hood and Michael Ruhlman will be there.
They're going to do a trivia event, basically, about the Gilmore Girls, and I've packed up some really cool prizes. Coffee and other things.
All right.
You know.
That'll
you know. You know how I feel about goodie bags.
Well, you know, there's an event on Saturday called Writers and Wisdom Keepers, and our dear friend Abigail Thomas is on this panel, and I can't just the wisdom keeper is such an apt description for her, isn't it?
I know. Isn't it great?
Yes.
I mean, Gail sort of came to me with the panel formed, and I was like, okay, what would we call it? She goes, how about Wisdom Keepers? I'm like, oh my God, because Abby always looks like she just swallowed the best secret ever, and she knows it, and she might tell you later on, but
yeah.
She might not.
Well, that's just terrific. I think that'll be a lot of fun, and but also really great people on the panel.
Bev D'Onofrio, Janice Adams, and Gail. I mean, Gail has written many books. She's a pro.
We like Gail.
So.
Tell me, what else do you want to tell me about?
What else do I want to tell you about? Saturday morning, Lisa Phillips and Ada Calhoun are in conversation about Love and Heartbreak with Timothy Liu. And both of them have written amazing books. Lisa wrote a book about first love. Ada wrote a book about a 40-year-old woman and a novel. And everybody is just wild about it. So that's going to be a fun way to kick it off. I usually don't do early morning things for the festival, but I don't know. We are. We're doing 9:30 events both days. So if you're an early riser, come see me.
Yeah, that's good. And that'll be a lot of fun. And then, yes, early morning events on both Saturday and Sunday. And as far as like other parties and stuff?
You know, there's always sort of cocktail parties, but they're sold out.
Oh, okay. But, so they're around.
Yes, they're around. But the Griffin Dunn evening I want to talk about, because Griffin wrote a book called The Friday Afternoon Club. And I don't really want to talk about the second half of the book, because I feel like that's the meat of the book and you should read it. But in the first half, he befriends his lifelong best friend, who's Carrie Fisher. And, I mean, for that chapter alone, the book is fantastic.
The book is great.
It's great, right? And,
yeah.
And his aunt was Joan Didion. His uncle was John Didion. His dad was Nick Dominic Dunn. I knew his dad a little bit. He doesn't know that. I'm saving it till Saturday night. But he's funny and sexy, and like the book is kind of bold. He grew up in real privilege, but it was sort of like a veil because they didn't have that much money and they couldn't really afford the life that they led. But they led it. And
that's right. And he's sort of in all these different camps and trying to figure out what's going on. And it's
plus he's a terrific director, terrific actor, terrific writer. He made the documentary about his aunt, about Joan Didion, that was a huge hit a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's something else.
Now there's a new book out about letters of Joan Didion. And
I know.
What better time for that to come out?
And they just put all of her and John's writings, their letters to each other, and their transcript of their therapy sessions at the New York Library. I'm going down to take a look at it.
Yes, it should be fascinating.
Right?
Absolutely fascinating.
So yeah, he's a font of information, and he's funny, and I mean, I haven't met him, but he's been so nice that I feel like he's sort of punking.
Oh, you love him. He's
I feel
nice.
Like he's punking me, and he's not going to show up because he could not be easier to deal with.
Yeah. No,
and you know what I've dealt with sometimes.
Yeah, no. No, he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll
Great.
Be there.
Okay.
Yeah, all's good. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And very, very entertaining. Great stories, and you'll certainly be able to
keep up with him.
Well,
you'll
be able to drag a lot of good stories out of him,
I
was going to say.
I hope.
What's the long game here?
Damn if I know, Joe. The long game. I don't know. You know, keep the book fest afloat. That's all I can hope for.
Yeah. But the fact that it's been around as long as it's been around.
We started in 2010.
Yeah. So that's.
And this is 2020.
15 years. I mean,
yeah. 15 years. Had a little glick.
Actually.
I had a. What did I say?
2020.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I had a little glitch. You know, I was 2 weeks away from the book fest when I shut it down for COVID. And then the next year, of course, I didn't do it. And then the next year I got ready to do it, was all set. And there was a huge outbreak of COVID in Woodstock, and I had to cancel again. So, but we're moving forward now. We're good. We're good. It's starting tomorrow, tonight.
All good. And
you can get tickets for everything except the Story Slam at woodstockbookfest.com. Please come, bring your friends, make a weekend of it.
WoodstockBookFest.com, and it runs through April 6th, all events taking place at the Woodstock Community Center, unless otherwise noted on the program that I have, but that'll be otherwise noted on the website that you go to.
Every ticket you buy is going to be at the community center.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes it easier.
Because Story Slam is not, but it's sold out.
I got you. WoodstockBookFest.com. WoodstockBookFest.com. We wish you all the luck in the world.
I hope you
have a beautiful, beautiful festival, a lovely, lovely time. I hope everybody
stop in if you're in the
just,
neighborhood, because
sure.
I think you're going to be.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Where's your event Saturday night? I know you're doing it.
You're right. I'm in Poughkeepsie. I'm in Poughkeepsie.
Where are you staying? I mean, don't say it on the air.
Yeah.
But write me a little note.
None of your damn business is where I'm staying.
Can you just imagine?
No, I think I'm going down and back, but yeah.
Bad idea. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Very good.
You should stop in Woodstock, stay over, and come to the Gilmore Girl thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me see what I can do.
I'm
going to
get you a hotel room.
All right. We'll hear more stories, I'm sure. Woodstock Book Fest is coming up. WoodstockBookFest.com. Martha Frankel, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you, too. We'll be back right after this.